This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this show tonight on a Monday. It's all over the place. It's everything from Chuck Schumer to the debate rules with Trump and Biden to dead turtles and everything in between. It's going to be a wild show. So let me set it up here. Chuck Schumer put up a fake picture of him grilling burgers yesterday. I think there's more to this we can discuss than the standard. Ha ha ha. Look at the stupid politician thing. So we're actually going to open with that. We'll get to that. They announced finalized rules for the Trump-Biden debate next week. We'll discuss that. What are the stakes for Trump, for Biden, everything else? I'm going to make everyone mad. I'll offend everybody again with this National Defense Authorization Bill. We're going to talk about the cost, the women being forced to sign up for elected service. We're going to talk illegal immigration, all kinds of Pride Month garbage, all that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I don't think it's world famous, but still, let's dig into this. And I almost forgot. Miranda Devine, amazing columnist for the New York Post. She has a little Joe Biden debate angle that I hadn't really considered, and she's going to join us like 30 minutes from now, so we'll talk about that. Anyway, let's talk about this Schumer picture. First, let's acknowledge that this isn't a one-off. Just a few months back, I don't remember how far back, it might have even been last year, but I'm 42 now, everything blends together. Kathy Hochul, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, was just brutalized when she put up a picture of her, quote, grilling. She's grilling in a completely white, what is it, skirt, sundress, I don't know, I wasn't in the Air Force. It's something like that, but it's totally white. You'd never grill in something like this. And she's holding up a raw burger off of the grill. Remember the picture, Chris, Michael, you guys remember that? It was awful. It was awful when she got just killed for it. And then Chuck Schumer got online yesterday, and before I describe the picture, I need to make sure that I drive this point home. I know you already know it. I don't want to belabor the point, but let me drive this point home. Chuck Schumer is a very powerful man. Chuck Schumer has power like you or I will never have power. He does. And look, I'm not thrilled about that, obviously. I want that kind of power, right? No, but what kind of power? Well, if you were to make a list of the 50, maybe 100 most powerful people walking planet Earth, Chuck Schumer would be on that list. He is the Senate Majority Leader. He is the most powerful man in the United States Senate. Well, so what does that mean? Well, I'll put it to you this way. If I wanted to, the Olympics are this year. Okay. Where are they? Paris. They're in Paris. The Olympics are in Paris this year. If I wanted to go to the Olympics this year, if you wanted to go to the Olympics this year, we would do it the same way. I would get on whatever. I'd call a travel agent, or I'd go to Expedia or something like that, and I'd be looking at flights. I'd try to find, you know, a reasonably affordable one, but you know, time. That's what I'd do. Maybe browse a couple travel sites. I then would book a hotel there. I'd try to find a hotel, and look, I may even book a nice one, but whatever it may be. And then I would fly to Paris. I'd have to buy tickets through, you know, Ticketmaster, StubHub, the same way you do. That's how I would live. You know, these are normal person things. If I wanted something like dinner reservations or a couple's massage with my wife and I would have to plan ahead, call ahead. Paris is going to be packed. If Chuck Schumer wanted to go to Paris for the Olympics, Chuck Schumer would line up for himself a private jet. Some major donor, one of his various major donors, would pay for his private jet, for him, his entire family. He wouldn't have to stress about making reservations because he's the Senate freaking majority leader.
he would probably just have one of his staffers call any hotel in Paris and say, Chuck Schumer's coming for a few days. You got a suite ready for him? And they'd say, oh, absolutely, absolutely, of course. If Chuck Schumer, when he got to Paris, I don't know the names of any Paris or restaurants, but let's say they had a Red Lobster there, a high-end one, and of course it would be booked. But if Chuck Schumer wanted to go eat there, he wouldn't even have to call ahead. This is in a separate country. He would walk in and say, I'm Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader. Where's my table? And he'd be eating Cheddar Bay biscuits in no time. Chuck Schumer is a powerful man. And so over the weekend, Chuck Schumer, he put up a picture of him. Stop. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to focus here. It's just so funny to me. I've been giggling about it like a little girl for 24 hours. He puts a picture up of him standing in front of a grill. Of course, he says, this is what he said. Our family has lived in an apartment building for all our years, but my daughter and her wife just bought a house with a backyard for the first time. We're having a barbecue with hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. Father's Day heaven. Threw in a little Father's Day message there. But he has since deleted this. Why would he delete something like this? Well, you see, he's standing over a grill, and the burgers that are on the grill, they're clearly preformed. I'm not going to kill him for that. I've eaten preformed burgers before. You used to be able to get those things real cheap at Costco or something like that, but they're clearly preformed burgers, okay? But they're raw. Raw. They very clearly have just been thrown on the grill. Raw as can be. And on one of the raw burgers, I can't stress this enough, there's already a slice of cold American cheese laying on the raw burger. Okay, obviously he deleted it because he was just brutalized for it yesterday. Brutalized for how fake it was. And everyone pointed it out. What the? But I actually have a couple things I want to say about it because there's something more to this. Why does this keep happening? Like I said, it's not a one-off. It's not unique to Chuck Schumer. Well, I think we should dig into to the background of it, at least what we think. I mean, we know a lot of these things. First, good point, Chris. Let's do remember what I always say about the three things all of our leaders have in common now. It's very sad, but it's true. What are those three things? Everyone knows it. No love of country. Oftentimes they hate it, but there's no love of country. Whether they be Republican leaders or Democrat leaders, nothing stirs inside of them when the anthem plays. That's gone. Those days are gone. The second one is actually the one we're going to focus on right now. No connection to the real world. That's actually really important. That's not a small thing. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And then the third is they see themselves not as congressmen or senators or presidents or business leaders or university presidents. They see themselves as kings and queens. You're the peasant. I'm the peasant. They're the kings. They're the queens. They should just be able to order us stupid peasants to do as they please. But let's focus on the second one. What goes into a picture like this? Well, if you're Chuck Schumer, it's Father's Day. You know you have to do a few things. You kind of have to say something about Father's Day. But you also understand that you have to do a little bit of the rainbow outreach. So you have to talk about your daughter and her wife. That's, of course, he's got to throw that in.
Why are you gay?
Then you understand you've got to do something that makes you relatable. And so you and or your staffers and family members, that there were probably multiple people involved in this, you have to sit around because they're so disconnected from you and from me. They had a discussion about normal. What is normal, after all? Hey, Bob, what are normal people doing today? Tina, do you know what are these normal, the peasants, you know, the ones we hate? What do they do on Father's Day? And somebody said, oh, I know, they're going to grill. I just saw a Lowe's advertisement on TV and some dude was grilling for Father's Day. That's what we'll do is grill. And of course, they all agreed, Schumer, his staffers, yeah, that's what we'll do. What we'll do is we'll grill. So you have to get a photo or you have to get a team set up to take the picture, of course. Senate Majority Leader is not just going to have anybody take a picture like that. Someone runs down to the grocery store. I'm sure this is the first time any of these people have bought burger in 5-10 years. So, of course, they run for the prepackaged burger. Again, not indicting prepackaged burger. I've eaten a whole lot of that, but not the most authentic looking thing in the world. They should be at least a little misshapen. Okay, so they grab the burger, and what do they eat? Cheese, cheese. And they go grab the cheese, and then you go home. And I'll continue this discussion in a moment. It went a little long. I'll tell you about my Father's Day, a hilarious turtle story, Trump debate talk, all kinds of stuff still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's do this really quickly. The corporate world is just as involved in all this filth as anyone else. Outside of the education system, there's nothing more damaging to this country than the corporate world going to the left. This is why we have to put our money where our morals are. It is Pride Month. Who's your cell phone service? Who's your cell phone provider? Go look them up and use the words Pride Month when you do. Go ahead and do an internet search. AT&T Pride Month. What do you find? You're funding that. When we have these services, we are the ones providing that money for that. We are funding our own cultural destruction. You know what Pure Talk's doing this month? They're not concerned about Pride Month. They're concerned about our veterans out there partnering with America's Warrior Partnership, trying to bring veterans back into the world. That's freaking precious to me, man. That's wonderful. Pick up your phone. Switch to Pure Talk. You'll save money and feel better about it. #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. And remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're talking about Schumer and his fake burger picture that he put out. Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, one of the most powerful people on the planet, puts a picture of himself with raw burgers on a grill and cheese allegedly melting on the raw burger. Of course, the cheese is not melting and the burger's raw. And there's more to this. You see, after these people decided they were going to fake being normal, remember, it all started with a lie. There's nothing genuine inside of these people anymore. Nothing. Everything is a lie. Every statement is a lie. It's scripted. It's thought up. What's this? What's that? What are the poll numbers? What do the focus groups say? Every action is a lie. Everything they do is a lie. And so once they figured out how to lie on Father's Day, they decided they were going to grill. I bet that's what the peasants are doing. They're grilling. And so they go over to the grill. But I know it sounds small, and maybe it is, but I just can't get over this. All the people involved here, Schumer, his daughter, her lesbian wife, staffers, all the people, and these are the elite of the elite, the best schools, the finest dining, the finest everything. No one even knew how to grill a cheeseburger. And look, I know it's just a picture. It's, like I said, since deleted because of the humiliation and the backlash, but really sit and think about what that means. The people who lead the country, they can't even grill a cheeseburger. And even if they had some semblance, some idea on how to do it, they can't even dig into it enough. They don't even care to dig into it enough to pretend they didn't leave the burger on for a minute and flip it over. That's all it would have taken. Get a couple char marks on there and throw the cheese on. You'd get a little guff for your burgers being raw, but at least you would have done that. They are so disconnected from normal people. The separation in this country on the people who lead the country from how normal people operate. Remember that Janet Yellen clip we played last week? Chris grabbed that. I think it was from Friday. The Janet Yellen clip, it was Friday or Thursday, when she's talking about how normal people, how everything's going well with the, yeah, I mean, there's more jobs and wages are up more than everything. Now, before Chris plays this, I want you to listen to me. Janet Yellen is the Treasury Secretary. She should be, by virtue of her positions, the various positions she's held, she should be the most in-tune person in the United States of America on what's going on with the money. She's the Treasury Secretary, after all. Listen to this woman.
All Americans, both those who are well off and those who are near at the bottom of the income distribution, are better off now. Their wages have risen more than prices.
These are supposed to be our most educated people, most informed people. But because the elites have separated themselves for so long from normal society, they don't even know how to pretend to be normal anymore. Chuck Schumer and all the people surrounding him don't even know how to fake like they're grilling cheeseburgers. And that's so bad for a country. I've used the example before, and I know it's maybe the dumbest thing I say on the show, and I say so much dumb stuff. That's actually saying something. So this might be the dumbest analogy, but if you think of the country like a big round piece of Play-Doh in your hands, and so that's the country as a whole, and that's the people and the leaders of the country. The leaders of the country are like this tumor-looking part of the Play-Doh that's starting to pull itself away from the people as a whole. And they don't seem to understand. They keep pulling and pulling and pulling, trying to pull the people along with them. And they are so now disconnected from the people themselves that they're eventually just going to break away and separate because the Play-Doh is not going with them. That's what it's like. And this applies to so many people who run this country. This is why I have freaked out over and over and over again on the radio. That's why I talk about the debt. In fact, we're going to talk about the debt a lot tonight, the debt and spending and this military stuff. I am so frustrated, not just with Dems, but with us, about how no one's addressing the spending and money printing. People are suffering because of it. And the people who run the country are so disconnected from reality. They are so disconnected from how normal people live, from what normal people are going through, and they don't care enough to get connected about it. And it's killing us. It's killing us. There's a reason these things keep happening to these people. Disconnected from you and me. It's like we're a totally different species to these people. All right. So the Trump debate rules, the Trump-Biden debate rules, boy, is that going to be appointment television. That's next Thursday night. CNN announced finalized debate rules. They're cutting off the microphone. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash are going to be moderating it. So, of course, Donald Trump will be facing three people that night. And everyone's out there saying Joe Biden's in trouble because he's a cadaver and Donald Trump is still really sharp. And, yes, those two things are true. Miranda Devine, she's an amazing columnist for the New York Post. She kind of has a different take on this, and I found it to be interesting. Let's talk to her about that next. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. So CNN announced finalized debate rules for next week. They're cutting off Joe Biden's mic. They're cutting off Trump's mic when they're not speaking. It's Dana Bash and Jake Tapper moderating the whole thing. 90 minutes, all these other things. And all of us, myself included, we all thought to ourselves, well, Joe Biden's a cadaver. Trump is still sharp. Surely it's just going to be a mercy killing up there, right? Trump's just going to curb stomp this guy. Miranda Devine, one of the great columnists in the country for the New York Post, wrote an interesting article today. I'm encouraging you to go read it. Joins us now. Miranda, what's your take on all this?
Hi, Jesse. Well, look, I don't think that it's beyond imagination to think that Joe Biden will get those questions in advance. You know, it's happened before. We saw Donna Brazile did it. We've seen that when he has his so-called press conferences, he knows what the questions are. He calls on favored people. So why would this be any different? And honestly, I'm not sure that he is really, even with his sort of week and a bit of rest, you know, he's at the beach, or heading to the beach this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon, Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, to his beach house. And then after a couple of days, he'll be going to Camp David, presumably until the debate, because that's what we've seen with every other big speech or debate he has to do. He just goes missing. He goes to ground for, you know, the best part of a week to prepare. Whatever they do to give him R&R, to prepare him, I'm not even sure that it would be enough for him to be able to think on his feet and answer questions that he doesn't know the answer to.
Okay. So, Miranda, what do we know? What have you heard about what they do to get him ready? Look, I hear are a bunch of rumors. Now, they're rumors from people who would know, but anyone who watched that State of the Union address knows that is a man, either he had 95 cups of coffee before he gave that, or someone gave him something medically. He looked like his eyes were about to bug out of his skull. He has gotten up for these things before, one way or the other. What do we hear? What do we think about this stuff?
Look, that's a very closely held secret. And, you know, we've tried to find out who's going to visit him. But a lot of this stuff is done at Camp. Well, a lot of his prep is done at Camp David. And you just can't tell who's going in and out. You can't get anywhere near the entrance, you know, to photograph who's coming in and out. So and of course, the Secret Service doesn't provide visitor logs for these places. So we just don't know. What we do know, you know, I've talked to medicos who are pretty well up on how you treat this particular cognitive issue that some elderly people get, you know, dementia or whatever it is. And they say it looks like they're giving him Adderall, and apparently Adderall, which is an upper, like an amphetamine that kids are given if they've got ADHD, for instance, that works with, you know, early stage dementia in sharpening the brain for a short time. However, I mean, it's got to have long-term consequences for an elderly man of 81. You know, he might juice up in the short term, but I would say that means that he has less cognitive span at the end of it. So, you know, I have zero sympathy for Joe Biden. I think the problem with Republicans sort of focusing on his befuddlement is that it does engender sympathy for what Robert Herr called a well-meaning elderly old man with a forgetful memory. And I think everybody's got grandparents or parents who are in that state, and so they understand it. But my point about Joe Biden is that he's compass enough, and he has created so much damage and tragedy and heartbreak for this country that's going to haunt us for generations, thanks to the border in large part, the millions of people he's allowed in here to rape and pillage and commit mayhem. He should be held accountable for that. And he's compass enough of the time to be held accountable.
Donald Trump's debate history is, again, we're speaking with Miranda Devine with the New York Post. Donald Trump's debate history is one of highs and lows. I'm just one of the people who looks at this stuff dispassionately. He's had debates where he very clearly kicked everyone's butt on the stage, both primary debates and otherwise. And then most people, especially political junkies, will remember the first debate when he squared off against Joe Biden and just embarrassed himself. He could not control his mouth. He kept talking. He looked awful. His poll numbers cratered after that debate. Does the mic cutting off maybe help Trump? We think it helps Biden. Does it maybe help Trump kind of condense things?
Look, it might, but I think he learned the lesson from that first debate, and he certainly modified in the second debate. Remember, he had COVID, wasn't feeling very well, or, you know, just, I mean, maybe he didn't know he had it, but he certainly was ailing shortly afterwards, and he was sweaty and didn't look well. So I think he's learned a lesson from that, but he's not the best debater, you have to admit. And I think, you know, he probably has is good for the first, you know, half hour, and then he just isn't as focused as he should be. And you know, you're hearing from Mar-a-Lago that he's not focusing as much on debate prep. I mean, he's going to be up against a guy, even though he's cognitively, you know, less sharp than Donald Trump, he is going to be prepped to within an inch of his life. And I remember Donald Trump told me this great story about, I think one of his best debate performances was in the primary, and he called Jeb Bush low energy Jeb. And that basically, that nickname just killed Jeb Bush. That was the end of his campaign because it was so apt. It just summed up Jeb Bush's energy at that moment. And Donald Trump had come from a meeting at Trump Tower with this sort of Chinese tough guy, you know, almost gangster businessman who was angry with him about some deal that they'd done that he'd got the wrong end of. And he was shouting and sort of scrambled eggs was spitting out of his mouth. And he was really angry, and he was a scary individual. And then Donald Trump flies to wherever the debate was, and he's standing up on stage with what he regarded as just lightweights. Like he's just battled this tough guy, Chinese gangster type. And there he's on stage with Jeb Bush wearing a metaphorical cardigan, and it was just no contest. And I think that gave Donald Trump this sort of extra bravado and confidence to know that even though he was a neophyte politician, he was going to just bowl these people over. But I think Joe Biden's a very different character. And if you look at his debate performance against Paul Ryan back in 2012 in the vice presidential debate, you know, people underestimate Joe Biden. You know, it's not a good idea because he has some sort of animal cunning. He's not the brightest man in the world, but he has kind of low-level bully street smarts. And he bullied and laughed and used laughter as mockery and as a weapon against Paul Ryan and completely annihilated him. And he was a lot better than even I gave him credit for in 2020. He got his points across and he looked down the barrel of the camera at the American people, and he made various sort of his fake empathy bids that he does. It all sort of worked for him. And I think Donald Trump's performance just played into the doubters' view of him. So I think his plan this time ought to be to just think of the independents who are not that fond of him and have them in his mind with every answer, to just settle them down and make them realize that he is a safe pair of hands, and he ran a very good economy and a safe border when in his 4 years, and Joe Biden has been a disaster.
Yeah, I tend to agree. If he can stick with that, I think it's going to be a very good night. Miranda Devine, New York Post. Miranda, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse. Great to be with you.
All right. There was a incident yesterday with a turtle. Depending on who you are, what I'm about to tell you might make you laugh. It might make you cry. I don't know. Well, we're going to cover the turtle incident next. Before we get to Medal of Honor Monday, before we get to any of that, though, let's get to your daily pain. I'm going to talk about the pain you live with daily. You have an ankle that bugs you, a neck, a back, a shoulder, a hamstring, bicep, muscle, joint pain, something that just nags at you all day long like a feminist. Listen, we need to find natural ways to attack these problems. I love Relief Factor because what it does is, you see, your body's already trying to fight that inflammation. Your body isn't succeeding because your body needs a little help, natural help. You take Relief Factor every day, watch the pain go away. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, which is coming up like 10 minutes from now. There's so much to get to on the show. Still, it's going to be awesome, but I have to set all that stuff aside and tell a little story yesterday. I'm going to brag about my Father's Day, but I'm warning you, it's going to finish with something you may love and you may hate. Me personally, I think it's hilarious, but it's really going to depend on who you are. So I hope you had a happy Father's Day, fellas and ladies who were, and kids who were treating dad right. I most certainly did. Just a heads up, this is how mine went, just the very beginning. I wake up in the morning. I wake up to Fred, who had come into my room, jams his nose into my face, which was hanging off the side of the bed because he wanted attention. Of course, I wake up and there are my sons standing over me with breakfast in bed made for dad. My oldest James made the scrambled eggs himself from scratch. Dynamite. Salt, pepper, cup of coffee. It was amazing. All right, so that breakfast in bed is how we start the day. Get up, hang out a little bit as a fam. Then the wife, her sister, that's going to come into play. Her sister's in town. And my two sons, they take me out to lunch at one of my favorite spots. I get this. You want to talk about the meal of kings? I get a double cheeseburger with French fries. And on the side, I got barbecue shrimp and cheesy grits. I overate so badly. It was freaking amazing. I come home, or we hop in the car and we head home. Now, this is where, well, I'll just tell you the story. First, understand that my wife and most definitely her sister are animal lovers. And you have to understand the true depth of that, because I would probably describe myself as an animal lover. But I'm nowhere even close to their level. I grew up hunting and fishing, but I love animals. I think they're fascinating. I never want to see one suffer. I'm happy to go hunt one and eat it. I'm happy to pull a fish out and fry it up, but you know what? I like animals. They don't like animals on that level. They like animals on the kind of level of, well, I remember like it was yesterday, my wife and I were dating and a bird, I'm going up the highway and a bird, you know, it's happened to everybody. A bird zips out in front of me across the highway. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to slam on the brakes or swerve or anything, nor would I have had time to do so. So, punk, that bird is gone. And look behind me, and there are feathers floating down to the highway. The bird actually did the remainder of that trip in the grill of my truck where I had to pull it out afterwards. My wife was despondent, shattered, absolutely shattered. I won't even go into what happens if she sees something like a dead dog or cat on the side of the road. A dead deer guts her. She can't stand it. It's very sad. If she sees horses, and her sister's the same way, oh my gosh, the horses, look at that. These are the kind of people we're dealing with here. So we're on our way home yesterday from the Father's Day lunch. I'm driving. It's a fairly busy four-lane road, 45-mile-an-hour speed limit. I'm making a left off of the road. I'm driving, I'm making a left. As I'm making a left, the wife's in the passenger seat. She says, oh my gosh, there's a turtle trying to cross the road. There's a turtle. And I'm like, okay, fine. All right, nice. Good luck to him. Please stop. Please stop. I want to help the turtle cross the road. I'm thinking, wait, what? Oh, okay. She's like, please, Jesse, please. Okay, all right, you know, fine. You want to go save the turtles. It's fine. The boys and Ob's sister are in the back seat. I park the car. I'm in a safe place. I pull it over. I park the car. She gets out. She starts walking over towards the turtle to help it cross the road. She gets 15 feet from the turtle, maybe. And wow, a car goes driving by. Does not brake. Does not swerve. Does not care in the world. Turtle soup all over the road. I don't mean he nicked it either. This bad boy, if you wanted to go get that turtle, you would have to scrape it off the road with a spatula and a pressure washer at this point in time. And then it gets better because I am dying with laughter, and so are the boys. At the same time, the wife is standing out in front of the car with her hands on her head, mortified. So is her sister in the back seat. Oh, I can't believe he did that, the poor turtle. The boys and I are laughing so hard, but trying to hold it back because the girls are so messed up. I swear I almost threw up in my car. I was laughing so hard. And so that happened yesterday. It was an amazing Father Day. I just have to tell you, from start to finish, it was amazing Father's Day. And then I took the boys home, and I made them sit down. I did give them a reprieve from the documentary. I made them watch a dude's movie, though, and it was freaking sick. And that was my Father's Day. All right, enough of that. We're going to get to some emails, and we have to get to Medal of Honor Monday. And, well, we have many things to get to. I do want to check in really quickly before we get to any of that, because I've been getting a lot of guff about going to Milwaukee in July, because that's where the convention is. And while I love Wisconsin, I do not care for Milwaukee. And people are like, "Hey, what's your problem with Milwaukee? What's your problem with Milwaukee?" Anyway, let's check in with Milwaukee.
So they gotta steal so many cars because they run through them.
Because they crash them.
Yeah, I know people who got 200 car thefts, 300 car thefts.
What? And are you scared of potentially ever going to jail? You ever think about that?
No, I ain't gonna lie. I'm only scared of the black trucks. Other than that, the police.
Have you thought about how you would spend that time?
You only gonna do like 3 weeks, it's a misdemeanor.
You only do 3 weeks for stealing a car?
Hell yes, yeah, a misdemeanor.
So is there really no punishment for this?
Hell no. It's the high speed, that's when you get a felony.
How old are you?
That's the mayor of Milwaukee, I believe. I'm not sure if it's the mayor. I don't have confirmation on that, but yeah. So that's where we're at with all that. Hey, by the way, have you given a preborn yet? Before we get to Medal of Honor Monday? Before we learn about a hero? You know, there are a lot of ways to do heroic things. You don't have to charge a machine gun nest. People are walking the planet today. Kids are walking the planet today alive only because of you and preborn. Do you realize that? Does that not count as heroic? You buy a young woman who's about to have an abortion, you buy her an ultrasound. If she gets in there and gets that free ultrasound, she will choose life almost every time. When you give to preborn, whatever you give, whether it's $28 for an ultrasound or $5,000 to fund the whole network for a day or $500,000, I don't care. It's all tax deductible. It's saving life. Lives are lived because of what you and preborn have done. Thank you for what you've done. Please continue to partner with them. Give whatever you can. $28 buys that ultrasound. If that's all you can give, fine. If you can give $5, fine. Buy part of one. Go to preborn.com/Jesse to give, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Now, we're going to do more of this debate talk. We're going to have a long talk about the military next hour, illegals, a new hoax, emails, all that and so much more still to come. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.